USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The gunman had entered the synagogue and taken four individuals hostage.
Hostages rescued from inside a Texas synagogue after a standoff that lasted nearly 12 hours late into Saturday. Police Chief Michael Miller of Colleyville, just northeast of Fort Worth, saying police brought in crisis negotiators to negotiate with the suspect.
He did release one hostage in the middle of the incident. That hostage was not harmed.
Authorities identifying the suspect as a 44-year-old British national, Malik Faisal Akram. He was shot and killed after the last of the hostages got out. Snow, ice, and strong winds hitting the southeastern United States on Sunday, knocking out power and turning roads into sheets of ice. More than 2,800 flights canceled Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. Or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Sunday NFL wildcard action saw the 49ers head into Dallas and win 23-17 over the Cowboys. The Buccaneers take care of business at home over the Eagles 31-15. And in Sunday night football, the Chiefs hosting the Steelers. Monday night, it will be the Rams and Cardinals. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was deported from Australia Sunday after losing a bid to stay in the country to defend his Australian Open title, choosing not to be vaccinated. The COVID-19 vaccine now mandated for shoppers and diners 12 and older in the nation's capital. The rule went into effect over the weekend after Mayor Muriel Bowser's executive orders last month, forcing people in indoor venues to prove they are vaccinated. A man has been arrested after apparently pushing a woman to her death in front of a subway train at the Times Square station. The woman was waiting for a train when she was apparently shoved by the man unprovoked. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The current and former presidents have been on each other's minds lately, engaging in a war of words.
It's a midterm election year, and 2024 is not that far away. And the president and his predecessor have been sniping at each other quite a bit in recent days. Yesterday, President Biden criticized the former President Trump for doubting the results of the 2020 election.
He didn't say count the votes. He said find votes that he needed to win. He failed because of the craziest officials. Democrats, Republicans, who did their duty and upheld the law.
Meanwhile, President Trump made an Arizona rally of his own last night, mostly all about criticizing Biden.
Forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ukraine saying Sunday that Russia is behind a cyber attack that defaced its government websites and alleged Russia is engaged in an increasing, quote, hybrid war against its neighbor, saying that Moscow continues to build up its forces in the information and cyber spaces. Microsoft, a day earlier, warned dozens of computer systems at an unspecified number of Ukrainian government agencies had been infected with destructive malware disguised as ransomware. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.